Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we know you're not, as a team, you're not going to play 82 great games. And, of course, you didn't have a great game in Carolina, but you've had pretty good games in the last 11, maybe two stinkers in there. How do you put it behind you and get ready for the Montreal Canadiens?
Yeah, like you said, you know, you're never going to be able to play every single game the exact way you want to, or it's not going to go the way you want to every single time. That being said, I think our battle or determination wasn't quite there the other night in Carolina. So definitely something that we need to get on top of right away, you know, bounce back. I think the first few shifts tonight are going to be important and set the tone for the rest of the game.
Has it been a mentality in the last 11 where you can recover quickly from a bad game?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we're at the point of the season where you got to put it in the rearview mirror and just get ready for the next one. Still got to learn from it and, you know, look yourself in the mirror. But at the end of the day, there's no time for dwelling on stuff. So we all know we need a much better effort tonight.
It was earlier in the year, but the Canadians have been able to score goals on you guys. As a five-man unit, how can you guys now be better defensively against this group? We know have speed. They have some guys that can put the puck in the net. But, you know, if you're going to beat them, you have to be better defensively. How can you guys do that as a five-man unit?
Yeah, I think since last time we played them, we've become a much better team away from the puck, a much better defensive team. And like you said, it's going to be important tonight. They have guys that can shoot the puck and, you know, make plays. So I think the biggest thing for myself looking at how we've been playing lately is, you know, our forwards are doing such a good job of tracking and, you know, making it easy on us D to keep our gaps tight and feel confident stepping up in different areas. So the forwards have been doing a great job of that, and we got to continue doing it.
Lindy said if you guys want to reach your goals, you have to be a little bit better on both special teams. I can talk to you more on the penalty kill. How can you guys be that little bit better to reach your goal? You're still on it. You got to be 3-1-1 in these five-game segments. You're 2-1. How can you be just a little bit better penalty kill to reach your goals?
Yeah, there's lots of things, you know, little tweaks here and there that we're doing and trying to improve on. You know, individually, I think we can all do a better job of multiple things, but I think we just got to have an attitude that when we're out there, we're going to outwork the five guys and, you know, take away shot lanes and try to do the best we can. And at the end of the day, you know, we got Oopie back there who always makes big saves, so that helps us out a lot. And, yeah, something we're looking to improve on. And like Lindy touched on, it's important for us to, you know, really bear down in the special teams areas in order to win games down the stretch.
Bo, you talk about being connected. How much, the way the forwards have played, how long did it take just to develop that confidence and that connection in both groups? Because like you said, now it appears that they're tracking back, you guys are in the right spot, and guys aren't flat-footed, guys aren't in the wrong places anymore.
Yeah, you know, I think that's an important part of our game right now, like I just touched on. I think it's just a work thing, right? It's easy for D to, you know, have a loose gap or sit back, whatever you want to call it, and it's easy for forwards to not want to track. So it goes both ways. And but I feel like the previous games before that one in Carolina, both parties have been doing a great job of not only tracking but staying up in the play and, you know, keeping our gaps tight, making it tough on the other team, and that's what you have to do.
You guys have won 9 and 11 in this building. Do you feel a different energy? And as a team, are you feeding off that energy? I mean, it seems where I'm sitting, there is a better energy in this building. Have you felt it?
Yeah, I think so. Our fans have been great lately. And, you know, when we're winning games, they're loud and proud. And we enjoy playing in front of them. So it just gives us confidence. You know, being in our own building, teams coming in here. So it's been a lot of fun playing in front of those fans.
You got here in March, and I mean, it had been 2 or 3 years that this team had struggled at home. Even going into this year, it was a storyline. Just how much do you just sense that storyline has gone away here the last half season or so?
Yeah, I think for the most part, we've done a pretty good job of being ready to protect our home ice and It's something that we try to take pride in, and we want to make our building a hard building to come into. So, I think it's a lot of things combined, but we're playing good hockey on home ice right now, and we got to keep that up.
Thank you, Bo.
Thanks, guys.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.